Professions suffered by its predecessors. Professions suffered by its predecessors. Professions suffered by its predecessors. Professions suffered by its predecessors.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching the series Professions of Pious Predecessors, Rahimahumullahu Ta'ala. Today we're back with another episode. Let's start our episode by listening to an excellence of reciting Durood upon the Holy Prophet, Sallallahu Ta'ala, Alayhi wa Alihi wa Sallam. There's a saying of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that reciting Salat upon the Prophet, Sallallahu Ta'ala, Alayhi wa Alihi wa Sallam, erases sins so quickly that not even water can extinguish fire as swiftly. And sending salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is superior to freeing necks, that is slaves. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our topic for today is profession of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Before listening to this episode, make sure you make some good intentions. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. That is, a believer's intention is better than his action. Therefore, before listening to this episode, make sure you make as many good intentions as possible. Firstly, make the intention that you will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And whatever you learn in this episode, you'll try to memorize it and share it with your friends and family. And you'll listen to this episode till the very end. And whenever you hear Sallu alal Habib, you will recite Durood upon the Holy Prophet Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu alal Habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, let's start our episode by listening to a parable. A parable in which the profession of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is mentioned. It's a very interesting parable, so listen carefully. Before the son of Islam rose, during the era of ignorance, a pious businessman went to Syria to conduct business. Whilst he was there, he had a dream which he relayed to a monk named Bahira. The monk asked, "Where have you come from?" The businessman replied, "I have come from Mecca." He then asked, "Which tribe do you belong to?" The businessman replied, "The Quraysh." The monk asked, "What do you do?" The person said that, "I am a businessman." The monk began to say, "If Allah Almighty actualizes your dream, He will send a prophet Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to your nation. You will be his wizier during his life and his successor after his passing away." The pious businessman did not inform anyone about this dream and its interpretation. And when the son of Islam rose and the seal of prophets Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood, he Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam himself mentioned the incident of that dream that the businessman saw in Syria and its interpretation as a proof, upon hearing which the pious businessman embraced the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and whilst kissing his blessed forehead, he said, "I bear witness that no one is worthy of worship besides Allah azza wa jal, and I also bear witness that you are a true messenger of Allah azza wa jal." Subhanallah. The pious businessman states that on that day, no one in the whole of Mecca was more pleased with me embracing Islam than the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. O devotees of the companions and the prophetic family, do you know who that pious businessman was? He was the first Khalifa of Islam, the most pious, the companion, son of a companion, and the companion in the grave and the shrine, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to another parable, a very interesting one about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had a dream that a moon had descended in Makkah. Suddenly the moon split and its fragments entered every house in Makkah. Then the pieces of the moon reassembled and entered his lap. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu inquired about its interpretation and it was said, "You will be the most fortunate one from the followers of the awaited final prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and all people." Thus, when the final prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam of Allah Almighty announced his prophethood and he invited him, that is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, towards Islam, he embraced faith instantly without delay. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, may Allah Almighty's mercy be upon him and may we be forgiven without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Alameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've heard the name a couple of times now, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Let's hear a brief introduction about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. The respected name of the first Khalifa of Islam, the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is Abdullah. His kunya is Abu Bakr and his titles are Siddiq and Atiq. The meaning of Siddiq is one who is extremely truthful. He was famously known by this title even in the period of ignorance because he always spoke the truth. Now remember this characteristic, he always spoke the truth, and inshallah we'll also connect this when we speak about his profession. The meaning of Atiq is freed, giving him glad tidings, the knower of the unseen by the bestowal of Allah Azza wa Jal. The final prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "You are free from the fire of hell." This is why Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu receives the title of Atiq. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Qurayshi, and at the 7th generation, his lineage joins with that of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He was born in Makkah Mukarramah approximately 2.5 years after Amul Fil. That is after Abraha came along with an army of elephants to attack the Kaaba. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, moving forward, let's listen to some blessed sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam regarding Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Whoever wants to see a person who is free from hell, he should look at Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Another saying is that devotion for Abu Bakr and showing gratitude towards him is necessary upon my entire ummah. Subhanallah. O Abu Bakr, the first person from my ummah to enter paradise will be you. O Abu Bakr, you have been freed from hellfire by Allah Almighty. Subhanallah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu al-Hasan, that is he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam addressed Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, "The rank of Abu Bakr Siddiq in my sight is the same as my rank in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal." Subhanallah. Another saying is, Allah Almighty has created some heavenly maidens from flowers who are referred to as the maidens of rose. Only a prophet, a Siddiq or a martyr can marry them, and Abu Bakr will be granted 400 such maidens. Subhanallah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has also stated, I was taken on a journey across the heavens. So in each heaven that I passed, I found my name inscribed there, and I also saw the name of Abu Bakr written after my name. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Another saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is, I have repaid everyone who had a favor upon me. However, the favors of Abu Bakr upon me will be repaid by Allah Almighty on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Abu Bakr is my brother in the world and the hereafter. May Allah have mercy upon him and reward him with a good reward on behalf of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, as he aided me with his life and wealth. Another saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam regarding Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is, do not give superiority to anyone over Abu Bakr, as he is greater than all of you companions, that is the companions in this world and in the hereafter. The most compassionate, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has also stated, O Abu Bakr, on the Day of Judgment, Allah Almighty will manifest a general light upon the people and he will manifest a special light upon you. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we're listening to the virtues of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his great rank in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal and his Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The great Tabari Sayyidina Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was going towards the cave of Sur with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would sometimes walk in front of the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and sometimes behind him. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, why are you doing this? He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, when I think about those who are searching for us, I move behind you. And when I think about the hidden enemies waiting in ambush, I move in front of you so that no harm can reach you. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then asked, in case of a danger, would you prefer to die before me? He replied, by Allah Azza wa Jal, this is my only desire. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu has some distinctive qualities. Let's hear about those qualities. Firstly, he led 17 prayers during the worldly life of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He was the first to compile the Holy Quran. He was the first to offer salah with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It is the unanimous belief of the Ahlus Sunnah that after the prophets and messengers alayhi musallam, he is superior to all humans, jinns and angels. He spent 47 years of his beloved life with the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that fortunate individual who is a companion himself, whose father is a companion, and whose sons, daughters and grandchildren are all companions. No one besides him enjoys this honor. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first one to deliver a khutbah in Masjid al-Haram. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu would run a clothing business. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is matchless and incomparable in some aspects. Firstly, for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah Almighty has stated, that is, the companion of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and the second of the two in the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. Nobody else was blessed with this honor. Allah Almighty gave him the name Siddiq. No one else was given the name Siddiq by Allah Almighty. Due to the oppression and tyrannies inflicted by the disbelievers of Makkah, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam migrated from the blessed Makkah, and in his migration, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the companion of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In this very migration, verily he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the one to have the privilege of becoming the companion in the cave. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam instructed during his final days, all doors in the Masjid al-Nabawi should be shut except the door of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, Jibreel Amin alayhi salam came to me and holding my hand showed me the door through which my ummah will enter paradise. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly requested, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, it is my wish that I were with you at that time so that I would have seen that door also. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you will be the first person from my ummah to enter paradise. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Once the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam prepared food and called the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gave one morsel each to all the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, whereas he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gave three morsels to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked the reason behind it. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, when I gave the first morsel, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam said, O Atiq, congratulations to you. When I gave the second morsel, Sayyidina Mika'il alayhi salam said, O Rafiq, congratulations to you. And when I gave the third morsel, Allah Almighty said, O Siddiq, congratulations to you. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Can you imagine the high rank of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam saw me walking ahead of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, are you walking ahead of him who is superior to you? Do you know that after the Anbiya and Rusul, the sun neither rose nor set on anybody better than Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are listening to the distinctive qualities and the factors in which Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is incomparable and matchless. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam once stated, the one whose companionship and wealth have benefited me the most amongst all people is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And if I were to make a Khalil that is a best friend from my ummah, I would have chosen Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But the brotherhood has been established. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam once said to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you are my companion at the pond of Kawthar, and you are my companion of the cave. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu departed on the 22nd of Jamad al-Ukhra, 13 Hijri, on the night between Monday and Tuesday in Madinatul Munawwara between the time of Maghrib and Isha Salah at the age of 63 years. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu led his funeral prayer. Now moving towards our topic, that is the source of income or the profession of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. At a young age, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu went into trade and adopted the profession of a cloth merchant. Due to his good characteristics such as speaking the truth, as we heard before, he soon became one of the famous merchants of cloth in Makkah. In the coming years, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu traveled extensively. Business trips took him to Syria. Even though he loved the companionship of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he still traveled for this business trip, and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not stop him from doing so. From this, we learn one main thing, is that the importance of earning halal. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and also Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they like to stay together, but Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu traveled to Syria for his business trip. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to be recognized as chief of his tribe because of his many qualities, such as knowledge about the history of the Arab tribes, politics, trade and business, and his kindness and many other characteristics. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this episode, we heard the different qualities of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his introduction as well, and the business or source of income that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had. We also heard that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu holds the highest rank after all the prophets, after all the Anbiya and Rusul. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, keep watching Madani Channel, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we'll be back with another episode. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Professions suffered by his predecessors. Professions suffered by his predecessors. Professions suffered by his predecessors.